Welcome back to Hasidic Rabbi's 101. We are up to the Halakha, Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov. Zlotchov is in Galicia, which you're all probably aware, at least in the golden age of Hasidus, which is in the 1800s, the 19th century. Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov in Galicia becomes kind of the center of Hasidic the Hasidic experience. At the moment, the center of Hasidic experience is actually in the Ukraine and in Lithuania. But that being said, Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov is very important. He is part of the first generation of Hasidim, right? We spoke about the Baal Shem Tov, and usually we think in terms of very linear progression. You have the Baal Shem Tov, who taught the Maggid of Mezrich, who taught, you know, the various Hasidic Rebbes. But it's really not that clean and clear cut. It's like any, you know, good organic program. It grows and it stretches. So Rabbi Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov is a contemporary of the Maggid of Mezrich. And there is some indication that he may have been a competitor of the Maggid of Mezrich in terms of who was going to be the real heir to the Baal Shem Tov's philosophy or leadership. And we said, even when we discussed the Baal Shem Tov, that it wasn't even so clear that the Baal Shem Tov was the unquestioned leader of his of Hasidus, because it wasn't really clear that it was a movement at the time. So who's to say what was going on at that point? So
There's nothing written.
So for the most part, Hasidus is an oral tradition, that was written down a generation later, and we've been trying slowly to rebuild it based on what it says in books like Shiv Chaya Besht and other collections of Hasidic works, particularly from that generation, was very oral. So what do we know about Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov from the earliest sources? He was the son of Rav Yitzchak of Drovich, who was a classical Hasid. Just to remind everybody what a classical Hasid is. So before the Baal Shem Tov, Hasidus, the people they would call a Baal Shem, the people they would call a Hasid, was a mystic and he was an ascetic. He was someone who refrained from the pleasures of this world in extreme fashion. So if Rav Yechiel Michal is raised in this household, one can assume that asceticism is kind of part and parcel of who he is. The Baal Shem Tov stressed, or at least those who wrote down his philosophy stressed, the notions of let atar panui minei, there's no place that's empty of him, of avodah begashmius, of serving God through material and physical pleasures, that those can be as well. But one thing that may have been evident in the philosophy of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov is asceticism. And there's a bit of debate, okay? Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchov did not write anything that we are aware of or that we have. Because he had numerous amounts of students, among them, Rav Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, the Apter Rav, the Ohev Yisrael, someone who will talk about at length when we get up to him. Because of that, we know that he was extraordinarily influential, and we know that the Zlotchover Hasidic tree lasts many, many generations, and a lot of that has to do with his charisma and his force as an educator and as a teacher. So we can't underestimate what he was, but it's very unclear whether Rav Yechiel Michal was ascetic or not. We're going to read something that he has, but yesh v'yesh amongst his Talmidim. Some of his Talmidim were insistent that he was in favor of asceticism. Some were said that he wasn't. He was, as we said, a member of the Baal Shem Tov's inner circle. But just like we saw Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoya, was also a member of the Baal Shem Tov's inner circle, and he was someone who also struggled with the notion of asceticism. And again, the mystical tradition at the time was very much in favor of asceticism. So it would not be surprising if the if Rav Yitzchak was there. He was an influential Hasidic leader. In Zlotchev, he sets up a court concurrent to the Maggid's court in Mezrich. And interestingly enough, if you go to Shivchei Abesht, and you have a quote here, where it talks about how it was how the Baal Shem Tov was actually the driving force that had him set up as the rabbi of Zlotchev. Shamati me'arav de kila seinu, it says, I heard from the rabbi of our kihila, Shaholich ha-Baal Shem Tov et ha-Rav Moreinu, Yechiel Michal Rabbanos dehidus kolish harodna. He says that the Baal Shem Tov himself escorted Rav Yechiel Michal to his position in Harodna. Uvelel shishi tau baderech, and in the evening of the Friday, they got lost. V'haisach hasheicha meyod, it was very dark. Mamash lo ra'u shes achiv, they couldn't see one another. That's how dark it was. V'yered Baal Shem Tov mina agala l'chabeis haderech, and the Baal Shem Tov went around looking for a path. V'achar kach yarag gan kin moreinu Yechiel Michal, and Rav Yechiel Michal followed him. Umata shabal Shem Tov shochev v'pishut yadayim v'raglayim ala aretz, and he found that the Baal Shem Tov was spread out on the floor. Uboche b'chiyah gadola, and he was crying a great many tears. Umorat etzaras rosho, he's pulling at his hair. Because he was so hurt that they possibly were being mechal Shabbos. V'amar Rav Anal ilu lo ra'inu bo ela davar zeshe b'chabi chiyah gadola machasiras chilo Shabbos dayo. Says if you know if you only learn one thing from the Baal Shem Tov, it's how much it hurt him to be mechal Shabbos. The stories in the Shivchei Abesht also say that the Baal Shem Tov saves the life of the son of Rav Yechiel Michal. Why was the life of Rav Yechiel Michal's son threatened? The reason was, according to the Shivchei Abesht, was because that in another town near there, they were burning the works of Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoya. So the Baal Shem Tov goes and he protects the works of the Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoya, and that thereby causes Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev's son, who also became a Hasidic Rabbi, to live. The Shivchei Abesht also tells us that when the Besht passed away, Rav Yechiel Michal was ordered to accept the great Maggid Rav Dov Ber as his rabbi. He was shown that the same streams of wisdom that formerly flowed from the to the Besht now led to the Maggid of blessed memory. This is kind of a power of way of saying that there may have been some sort of conflict in terms of when it was being passed down. The Maggid, we pointed out, had no qualms about rejecting asceticism in all of its glory. He was in favor of enjoying and appreciating the world and the created world. And so here you see that Rav Yechiel Michal, at least there was the potential that he wouldn't be a follower of the Maggid. And again, there's very little indication that the Maggid had a great deal of influence. Again, he's a contemporary of the Maggid. He's just in a different area. He's creating his own sphere of influence. And again, I already pointed out to you that even though he wrote very little, his philosophy lingered and was passed on and was influential amongst some of the great Rabbanim of the Golden Age of the 1800s, such as Rav Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, the Apta Rav, or the Ohev Yisrael. Okay. So we are going to be learning a section of a book called Likutim Yikarim. The only place I found a good copy for cutting and pasting was on Hebrew Books, so I apologize. It's all in Rashi lettering, but I'll do my best to get everyone through it. But Likutim Yikarim is a work that was written in the 19th century that records many of the teachings of the rabbis from the 18th century. Among them, Rav Yechiel Michal, but more of the Maggid of Mezrich and of the Baal Shem Tov. But there's stuff from Rav Yechiel Michal there. It's only about 90, 100 pages long. if anyone's looking for a nice, you know, bedtime read. It has not been translated. There is a sense that perhaps Rabbi Yechiel Michel's work might have been more controversial just from the fact that it wasn't published in kind of a separate work until the 1960s, but that I don't know enough about. Okay, so we're dealing here with Mizmor Kuf Zayin. Mizmor Kuf Zayin is the source for Korban Toda and Birkas HaGomel. Okay, Yodu Lashem Chasdo, V'niflo Osav Levnei Adam, right? There are four different people who are required to recite Birkas HaGomel. Anyone remember who the four people are? We have one people, they cross an ocean, right? Everyone knows that, because, right? Crossing an ocean. What? No, getting out of jail. Getting out of jail, crossing a desert. And anybody?
A forest?
No, I don't think it's a forest. I think it's, illness. Illness. Those are the four. Okay, so we say those are the four.
Illness, crossing ocean.
Desert.
Desert. And
what was
the fourth?
What? Illness, crossing a desert, crossing an ocean.
Okay.
And
crossing the desert, crossing the ocean, illness, and release at four.
Illness, crossing a desert, crossing an ocean.
In jail.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one we
don't remember. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, all right, for that one. Okay, so these are the four. So we're used to thinking of those as reasons one should recite Birkas HaGomel. And he turns them into spiritual typologies. That each one of these four individuals represent three different or three groupings of people of spiritual typologies. Okay, so he says as follows. Harav Amagid, Marino Harav, Yechiel Michel, Zichar Tzadik Levracha L'chai Olam Haba, in case anyone was wondering what that Zuzka La 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 stands for. Darash Mizmor Kuf Zayin. So he darshened on Psalm 107. Al Dalid Kisos Bnei Adam, on three factions of people. Kas Achas, who is the first one? Haim Ame Haaretz. What are those? Those are the simpletons. But avalhim anashim kisherim v'yireim. Even though they are ignorant, they don't know a lot, but they're nonetheless kosher and God-fearing people. Umitzdarim atzmam tamid al she'enam yodim haTorah. They are constantly distressed over the fact that they don't know more Torah. Ve'einam yodim eich lo la'avod Hashem yisbarach, and they don't know how to serve God.
Ke'ein lahem. Sounds like the she'ena yed elisha.
Yeah, she'ein lahem tamid chacham sheyore lahem aderech asher yechuba. Right? They don't. Why? What's wrong? Like a good chassid. What are they missing? They're missing a rebbe. Right? They're missing a tamid chacham. They're missing a scholar who will guide them in the proper path. Katzo, this grouping of people, Merubaz is hinted at betchilas hamizmor, Sheltanya Loda Lashem Isbarach. Right? This is at the beginning. These are referring to the people who are lost in the desert. Right? Sheshalach lahem tamil chacham, the hore lahem haderech. That what saves them? What saves the Am Haaretz? What saves the ignorance? The ignorant, when Hashem sends them a Talmid Chacham to guide them. V'goel osam mitzaram. And what does he do? He redeems them from their distress. V'zer sha'amru yomru gulei Hashem v'chulei toba midbar. That's what it says. This is what the redeemed of Hashem, that they were lost in the desert. Ir mashav lo matzu v'gomer. They couldn't find civilization. Kolomar, what does that mean? They couldn't find civilization. Talmid Chacham, Shemale Umiyushav Batora Lamatsu. They couldn't find a Talmid Chacham who is filled and settled with great amounts of Torah knowledge. Sheyore Lahem Aderech. That will guide them in the path. The Adam and a person, he says, Nikra Ir. Right? And a person is called a city, just like it says in Koheles, Ir Ktana, Re'evim Gam Tzimeim. What does it mean that they were hungry and they were also thirsty? Perush, what were they hungry and thirsty for? Al Torah u'mitzvos. Right? They were hungry and thirsty for Torah and mitzvos. Kimash Kasav, like it says, Lo Rav Lalechem, Velo Tzam Alamayim. Right? They're not hungry for bread and they're not thirsty for water. Kiyim Lishmoas Divrei Hashem. What did they want to hear? They wanted to learn Torah. They called out to God and God saved them from their distress. What do they need? They just need a little bit of help. A little bit of. What is their little bit of help that they need? The Talmud Chacham tells them the right path, the straight path to go on it. Ratzalomar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamei tamidei chachamim sheyorei lahem haderech ba'al zeh yodu l'Hashem. Right? They are grateful to Hashem. They give thanksgiving to God. Why? Because Hashem has sent them a Talmud Chacham who will guide them in the proper path towards learning. Okay? That is cost number one. Cost number one is ignorant people, but nonetheless, they're kisherim, he says, v'yireim. They're God-fearing, and they're good. They're generally good people. They just haven't been educated, right? The ignorant masses, if you will, right? The salt of the earth, shall we say. Okay? Then there's the second group. Kas Hasheni, he says, Hey Mamei Amaretz, they are also ignorant. Urashaim Gemurim. These are people who, what are they? They're wicked. They're wicked. Osim averos gedolos. What do they do? They do not just any kinds of sins. They do averos gedolos. They do big sins. The acharkach meharim b'tshuva b'charata gemura. And what happens after they sin? They do tshuva. They have charata. They regret their sins fully. Ve'aleu ne'amar. Aleim ne'amar. About them, it says, now, psukim elu yoshvei choshech v'tzalmaves asiri ani. What are they? They are asurim. They're what? They're trapped, right? They're in jail. They're in prison. Ein ani ela mina mitzvos. What does it mean that they're poor? That they're destitute? They don't have any mitzvos to go by. Uvechazal isa basefer shu roshei tevos. What does it mean? What does it mean that they are ani? Bali rechilus znus lashon hara ki hamru imrael. That what did they do? They were poor for mitzvos asurim. That they were involved in rechilus, in gossip, in znus, in licentiousness, in lashon hara, in more gossip. Why? Because they rejected the word of God. What does it mean that they were redeemed from their distress? Lachin amar kan lashon yoshiyim ki ilu tzrichim Yeshua gemura lazor lahem yodu l'Hashem. What do they require? They require more than guidance. The previous kas, right, who were generally good people, they were just ignorant. They needed guidance. What do these people need? They need Yeshua. They need salvation, right? These people, the only way you can get them out, is via true salvation. And how's that salvation? That's through tshuva and charata. That's kas number two. What about kas number three? Kas hagimel, what are the third people? Anashim chashuvim u bali tshuva. These are important individuals and they're bali tshuva. Right, they're people who have repented. Achaim shotim, ve'inam yotim eich lasos tshuva. But what's their problem? They want to be better, but they don't know how. How do I improve? Ki ikar ha'tshuva hu lasos ha'hevech mima she'asa mikodem. Havech mamish she'asa mikodem. You need to do, in order to do tshuva, you have to do exactly the opposite of what you previously did. And what do you do if you were a thief or a robber? You got to return it. Aval elu, enam Osim Uma. But what don't they do? They don't do anything. What do? Rak Shimis Anim Harbe. They fast a lot. V'choshim Shizeu Atshuva Ikaris. And they think, oh, I fasted. I daven. I did my tshuva. Va'aleyam Ne'amar Elu Avelim Miderach Pshima. Avelim Miderach Pshiam. These are people who are basically suffering from their own negligence. Perish. Avilim Shem Shotim. Umeonoseim Rotelomar Kiavonoseim Shasu Adhina in Osim Uma Rakmith Anim Kokach Achinechlash Kocham. What happened? They don't really doing tshuva, but what are they doing? They're fasting and fasting and fasting until they become weak. Vigufa Mamish Adlamita. And they're on the verge of death, like someone who is ill. Vizeu vayagiu at shari mavis. That's what it means in Tehillim when it says that they reach the doors of death. Avak shek kitzu mishnatam mitipshutam. But when they wake up from their stupidity, right? Vayitzaku el Hashem sheyore lahem haderech hanagas hatshuva. Right? What does Hashem send them? This, they need God to show them the path of tshuva. Yishlach dvaro. He sends his words, Perush, Hashem Yisparach Sholeach Lahem Mochiach Hagon V'Chacham. He sends them a proper Baal Musar, someone who's going to tell them a Mochiach, someone who's going to tell them they've done something wrong. Umorech Lahem Aderech HaTshuva V'Yarpeim V'Yodu. What happens? Then that's how they become healed. They become healed when it's more than just fasting, and it turns into real, authentic changing from their previous actions. Okay, so that is Kasa Shlishi. Let's just go over. We had the first guys, they were basically good people, just ignorant. The second group, ignorant and evil. And then the third group, Bali Tshuva, who just don't know what they're supposed to do. Right? So they just fast and they daven. Then you have Hakasa Ravi, the fourth one. Anashim Gedolim Betora Me'ot. Vilomdim yom valayla. Who are these people? The gedolim b'Torah, great people, right? And they learn, they study Torah day and night. Aval einam yodim ba'avodas habore klal. But what do they know? They don't know how to do what? They know Torah. They don't know avoda. Okay. V'lo avdu mi'imeyem. They're in their entire lives. They never truly served HaKadosh Baruch. Velo od, ela shechotin achar shalom din haTorah, vegadlus, velo lishma uvelimut shelahem notin koach laklipot rachman aletzlan. What happens? Not only that, but they sin after they learn Torah, and they give power to the klipos, to the shells, to the negative forces. Veod shein mashkichin al haavoda shebalev zotvila. What do? They sit and they learn Torah all the time. But what don't they? They don't pay attention to anything. To what? To prayers. V'yala mitzvos la'sotzam b'tchilo urechimo. And what do? They don't do the mitzvos with zest and with excitement. They just go through the motions. Rak mitzvos an ashim milumada. They just go through the motions. V'aleim ne'armar. Who is these people? Your day, Hayam Banios. Those are the people who cross the ocean in boats. Heim Halomdim Hanal. They are the people who study Torah that previously mentioned. Hayordim Beimke HaTorah Hanikraim Yam HaTalmud. Right? What do? They delve into the depths of the sea of Talmud. Ubeprat Umiocholomar Ezef Shat Odrash BaTorah. When, you know, they're all excited if they can say a nice pshat or a nice drash in the Torah. Ohu begadlus Yosef v'omer she'in lamdam ba'olam kamohu. Or he says to, there's no one who learns as well as me, no one who's as bright as me. Vayomer v'zeh she'amar, and this is what it says, Vayomer imomer az pasha odrosh oviyamod him umdim Begadlus of lei shamayim kemo ruach sara yitlu shamayim him choshvim shebetor zo shalom dim yalu shamayim. What do they think? They think that by studying Torah, they're going to get to the heavens. Aval, the MS, where are they going? Bidlimudzeh yardu tahomos. Where are they going? They're going into the depths. Okay? Sounds like Baal Shem Tov stuff? Absolutely. Right? You think you learn Torah? You think that's the only way to serve the Rabbonu Shel Olam? Not true. Right? You need avoda. You need tefillah. You need these other things that the Hasidim talk about. Yachogu v'yanu kishikor. What happens? They rock back and forth like someone who is drunk. Rotzilomar kishikor azeh shenin melo she'ein gado v'chashuv kamohu. Says, what happens when you're drunk? You think there's no one better than me? I'm the greatest. I feel the greatest. I look the greatest. I'm the smartest. I'm the most wonderful. Bahu filu roe anashim tzadikim v'chasidim. And even if he sees righteous and kind individuals, Omer shehu ye began Eden. What does he say? He says, I, who study Torah, I'm going to Gan Eden. V'heim you began him. Where are they going? The opposite of Gan Eden. Af osan halomdim choshen shebetorah sam ein tzadik ba'aretz kamosam. Umit ga'ei umit romamim al hakol kemu ruach sarah hazeh. And what do they do? They're mitga'im. They're prideful. Like a ruach sarah, like a great wind. Right? Thinks it's so strong. Aval, however, kishi is oruru v'yakitsu mishnasam. But when they wake up from their slumber, az vayitzaku el Hashem, what are they going to do? They're going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitzchartu el kol ma'aseim v'yitzvadu chatasam. What are they going to do? They're going to do tshuva. They're going to regret their actions. They're going to say vidoy. Ki afilu ha-me'at v'alimut shelahem nashav lahem l'chatas. Now what are they going to do? They're going to look at all the Torah that they learned and they're going to see that it's nothing. It's like, They were giving power to the negative parts, right? They were basically taking the most powerful force in the world of Torah, and they were giving it over to the negative forces. Lachem heim tzoakim. Now, what do? They call out umivakshim al nafsham b'tshuva, and they call out in repentance, v'tzaka, and they scream, az yakum tzara ledmama. What happens? That's when the storm reaches a point of calm. The sea's calm. Perush shemekablim al atzma midas anava. What does that mean? Humility. They find humility, modesty. Vishomin cherpasam uvizyonam vishotkim. They hear people shame them and embarrass them and they keep their mouths shut. Vizesh amar yakim sara rotelomar. Shayu adhina kamo ruach sara begadlus. What does it mean that the storm calms? That once upon a time they were prideful, like a great storm. V'achshav lidmama misimim yad lepeh. And now what happens? In silence, they put their hands over their mouths. V'shotkim ve'im min mitga'im od v'yachashug aleihem. Now their pride is calm and everything. And now when he studies Torah, what does he think about? He thinks about the fact that he's relating, that he's close to Bo Yisparach, to the Holy One, blessed be He. So this is Rabbi Yechiel Michal. So you see here, particularly at the end, you see a lot of the Baal Shem Tov's thought coming out, right? You see that if you think that, you know, you learn Torah and, you know, you're a great intellect and that'll be enough for you, it's not going to be enough. It's a nice, very creative interpretation in the Hasidic style of taking what on the surface is very material depiction and turning it into a much more spiritual depiction. He takes the four characters from this Mizmor Hoda'ah of Kuv Zayin of number 107, and he turns it around on its head, and he says this isn't about, you know, physical suffering or material danger. It's about spiritual suffering and how we get ourselves out of that this spiritual suffering. Obviously, we see the importance of having a Rebbe, right? The Talmud Chacham, he's the Mora Derech, he's the tour guide to guide you out of the desert. The Talmud Chacham is the one who can help you do tshuva gemura. And then you have the two people who need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You have the Anashim Chashuvim and Bali Tshuva, right, who just don't know, you know, what they're supposed to do. Oh, no, they're the ones who get the Mochiach, excuse me. The Rishayim Gemurim, right, the people who are horrible, terrible people, they're the ones who need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then also the Lamdanim, they're also the ones who need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach them humility. So here you have a nice little Likuti Ikarim. I said Rav Yechiel Michal. We don't have a lot of what he's written, but in it you see some of kind of the early themes of Hasidus, which we're going to see more of as we go on.
Seems to be anti-intellectual elitism, the last group.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The intellectual elitism of the yeshiva was right. Was a common target for Hasidic thinkers.
Right.
Yes. Shkayach.